Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it.
Cattle futures today rallied again. We were 30 to 70 higher on feeder cattle. October feeders are 154.07, up 30. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 155.35, down 22 cents, but still a premium to the October here. As we get through the middle part of October, it's October 10th. Those will start having to come together. Live cattle were quite a bit stronger than the feeder cattle. Live cattle were 87 to 227 higher. Box beef at midday was $1.98.53 on choice, up 40 cents. Select 190.25 of $1.59, $8.28 on the choice select spread. So choice has come up. And then on Saturday, we had some 110.50 trade. It was 109 to finish the week and then 110.50 this weekend. So that was thought to be pretty good. It looks like we might have even higher cash trade here with the October live cattle up 207 at 113.50. That's really held together well. And then Oklahoma City yesterday had 4,800 head and it was called $6 to $8 higher on the feeder market. And then really long-term speaking here, there's some technicians out calling for a head and shoulders being forming. This is the right shoulder of a head and shoulders that really was back in 2012 when it peaked around 160, and now we're kind of going back to what they call the neckline for the technicians. But, of course, that's a very long-term developing pattern.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
It's been a pretty quiet and dull start of the week here with a USDA report on Thursday. But up to this point, just not a whole lot happening. Beans were essentially a half lower, corn a quarter to a half lower, Chicago wheat about a penny lower, and Kansas City a half to a penny higher. But Thursday, we've got the latest round of USDA estimates for really the corn and bean productions are the primary focus of this report. Estimates for beans are 50 bushels an acre, just slightly bigger than where the USDA was on their estimate. Last year it was 52.1 bushels, but it looks like we're going to have a pretty good bean crop here as harvest is rolling along. Corn production is estimated to be 170.1, also higher than where the USDA was last month and lower than last year. Last year we had a really big yield of 174.6 bushels per acre. So a really big corn and bean crops here, and I think that's the main reason why we're weighing on the markets overall. And then on Thursday, we've also got some other things such as the world numbers and grain stocks. Early estimates for that are a little bit higher than last month on wheat, while corn and beans are about the same as where they were to maybe just a little bit lower than where they were last month. So maybe expect a little bit of tightening here for the ending stocks for 17-18 here overall.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.